Welcome to the Yolanda Shoshana podcast, where I get into lifestyle, pop culture, food, libations, advice, and a little bit of magic. Now, let's get wicked. Hello, hello. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope everything is okay with you. I'm still in the Bronx, quarantined, waiting for this thing to pass. In the meantime, I have a reading for you this episode. I'm back doing my tipsy tarot readings. It's where I take a wine or a spirit and pair it with a tarot deck reading. This week's pairing is the Halloween Tarot, one of my favorite decks, paired with Mionetto Cortese Prosecco. The wine is a little bit luxurious, but at an affordable cost. It comes in a black bottle. I like to call it black wine magic. It's sleek, it's elegant, like the wine. It's also known as a unicum wine, which means there's a little bit of herbal and spice in the notes, making it the perfect pairing for those of us who are a little bit witchy. And it's also so that we can celebrate being alive. Let's get into these cards. So the first up was the Three of Imps, and imps in this deck signify wands. Basically, this was really good news. Something you've wanted, seeds that you've planted are about to blossom. A situation is working out. You will be expanded. Now, this can come in many forms. This could mean work. This could mean money. This could mean just any situation possible, something you've wanted. Good news is on the way, and that's what's absolutely fabulous, because I think we all could use some good news. So look for this good news around Monday, Tuesday. Then up was the Queen of Ghosts, and ghosts in this deck signify cups. So this is a reminder to be mindful, to take care of yourself. Give yourself some self-love. I know a lot of us are being hard on ourselves, maybe because we're distracted, we're not sleeping as well, maybe we're eating crappy food. I know I am. All types of things, because at this point, we're locked up at home and we're eating whatever, drinking whatever, doing whatever. But don't forget to give yourself some self-love. Maybe add some meditation to your routine. Go for a walk. Nature is always good. If you're around any trees, it's always wonderful to go for a nice walk and get that tree energy. Also, be nice to yourself. Write yourself a love letter. I mean, it really is a great way to show yourself some love and to remember why you love yourself, because I know some of you now are out of work and maybe you're worried. Take a deep breath and remember that everything is going to be okay. Then up was the Three of Ghosts, which also means the Three of Cups. And this was also a very interesting card because everybody now is getting in touch with family and friends. But this card was all about celebration, reunion, and possibly a birth. I know people that are having babies during this time. So if you've already been getting together with friends and family on Zoom or whatever party chat app there is, there's so many of them now. My favorite is Duo, by the way. Reach out to somebody you haven't spoken to in a while. I know I've reconnected with some people I haven't seen in years, and I absolutely love it. I know what's going on with them. Now, maybe I've been paying a little bit of attention on Facebook or Instagram, but it's really different when you text someone or you talk to someone on the phone. So reunite with somebody who's been on your mind. They'll be happy to hear from you. And those of you who are giving birth, congratulations, mazel tov. Reach out to those friends who are giving birth. Because I will say, I've also noticed a lot of people are losing people. So when you can find those happy times, that reach out, that person giving birth or something happy, somebody gets a new dog, that's good news. And we have to celebrate all of that. So let's summarize this week. Good news is coming, whether it's on a project, something you've wanted, you will be expanded in a good possible way. Yay, fist pump for that. So be on the lookout and be ready and, you know, keep that positive energy flowing. Don't forget to show yourself some self-love, whether you work out. I mean, I need to do that too. Meditate, do a little bit of yoga, eat some fruit, eat a salad, whatever you need to do to give your body some love. Just take time for you. I know some of you are in cramped quarters with people, so maybe you want to go on a walk by yourself. Look for those aha moments and look for those miracles. And last but not least, reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while. Reunite. Celebrate all the good tidings, all the births, all the happy things. So, I hope this has given you a little bit of good outlook for this coming week. Seems like the energy is shifting a little bit. I know when I was walking yesterday, it didn't feel as heavy. So that's good news. The energy has been heavy. So I know some of you are going through it. You may not even understand why, but energy is heavy, reasonably heavy, because of deaths, because of sickness, because of worry. But it looks like it's starting to try to shift a little bit. So keep your head up, keep your heart open, and know that this too shall pass. Sending you much love and light in the world, and until next time, blessed be.